listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, producer Scott Eckersley as well, 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com, where we're streaming live. We've all noticed gas prices creeping up in the recent week or so. Going out on the phone now to Jason Taves with GasBuddy.com, actually co-founder of GasBuddy.com. Good evening, Jason.
Good evening.
How are you?
Good, good. How are you?
Very good. Gas prices are sneaking up again. What do you know? What's going on?
Well, you know, it's that time of year. The gas prices typically rise in the spring and summer. You know, so we're kind of getting closer and closer to spring all the time. And you know, there's going to be a switch over to summer fuel in April and May. And during summer driving season, of course, gas prices are going to be high.
So I can take heart. This is kind of like Punxsutawney Phil. This is a sign that spring is coming.
Yeah, it sure is. It sure is. You know, and you know, we haven't really seen summer price hikes for a couple of years since the recession hit. But you know, there's signs that the economy is improving, and I think we're going to start seeing the return of the trend of the high summer gas prices.
That was my next question. Is this a trend? And I think you just answered that. We're heading up towards that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. You know, especially as the economy gets stronger, and if it continues to improve even next year, that could mean really bad things for gas prices. Next year, we could reach $4 per gallon.
Oh, now that I didn't need to hear. What are you, you know, looking in the crystal ball at, and having the knowledge that you do in this business? What do you think we're looking at for the summer driving season and vacation season?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this summer, I think we're going to see gas prices kind of edging up closer and closer to the $4 per gallon range. I don't think that's in the cards this year for Lansing per se. I think we're going to see $3.75 per gallon on average. And keep in mind that there's usually a 30-cent per gallon spread between the high and the low. So I'm talking average prices. Some stations may be as high as $4 per gallon, but not the average.
Now, are you talking Michigan or throughout the country?
This is specifically for Lansing.
Okay, that's what I wanted to check on. And I'm always, well, I guess I shouldn't be surprised with the differences in gas prices throughout the country because, you know, does it change, you know, distances from refineries and so forth, or am I completely in error on that?
Yeah, distances from refineries and terminals does have an impact on the price of gasoline, but it's typically more in the 3 to 5 cent per gallon range. It ranges depending on how far away from the refinery or the terminal that they are. You know, but there's other factors like supply and demand for gasoline, state taxes, and competition between the stations that make a bigger factor.
And I'm looking at the GasBuddy.com website right now. You're the co-founder. This is a pretty amazing website, I have to tell you, Jason. Folks who aren't aware can hop on GasBuddy.com and find out today's gas prices, yesterday's, year ago, trends. This is really something. Is this been amazing to you as well, the popularity?
It is. You know, we've been around with GasBuddy for around 10 years now, a little bit more than 10 years. So, you know, the GasBuddy was around before gas prices really started going high. And but it what's amazing to me is to see that, you know, it is easy to save a lot of money on gas. And right now, the cheapest price in Lansing is $3.11, and the highest is $3.39.
Where is? Can you tell me the cheapest price? I don't want to hop on while I'm here any further in than I am.
Well, we're seeing in North Lansing, we're seeing some prices at $3.11, and also in Brighton, we're seeing $3.11. And on the western side, we're seeing $3.39, and also in Okemos, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, but it's $3.35 there.
It's Okemos. You're as close as some of the folks who live around here get to that, Jason. and just for folks to know, you hop on GasBuddy.com, and you can hop, you know, put in your area and find the cheapest gas just like you just did.
Yeah, that's right, too. And also we have an iPhone and Android app that helps you find gas right closest to your closest location from wherever you are.
Well, it's a great website, like I said, so they can just hop on GasBuddy.com and get the information about downloading apps and so forth, right?
Yeah, that's right. It's all on GasBuddy.com. And to download the apps, or even use your web browser to find the cheapest gas.
It's a great website. We use it here at the station quite a bit. Jason, thanks for your time tonight.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Very good. Jason Taves, co-founder of GasBuddy.com. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.